Hey, you're not stuck in traffic, but this is Wolf Korlick. I'm at HPE Protect all week, and I'll do a couple videos today and tomorrow from HPE, probably from my hotel room. Just got done doing an interview where we were looking at the effect that organized crime has had on IT security concerns. So if you look at most of the major attacks, be it anything from like, you know, wire transfer fraud to ransomware to intellectual property theft, what is going on in there and what does that mean to us, the defenders, knowing that there's now real money behind it? So tip to you is do some threat modeling exercises, figure out where the money is and figure out where you can spend to stop them. Because we've seen money drives behavior, as we know, right? And not only does money drive behavior, but the shift in money shifts the criminals. So a good example is before Target, you could have, you know, 100 credit cards and they could be worth $250,000. After Target, all those credit cards dumped in the market, the dollar value went way low, and now, you're right, it's probably less than 1,000. Intellectual property, completely different ballgame. Intellectual property is very, very hard to sell, but it's very, very high premium. You're not going to have like the McDonald's of crime going after the intellectual property. It's going to be very, very targeted teams. So that's a small, very dedicated advanced attacker, kind of a boutique. Meanwhile, a lot of crimes have now moved to ransomware, right? Where you blast everything to everybody. So with ransomware, they're just out to get anyone who give them bitcoins, and the organizations really have commoditized it. Pumping out the malware, using crime as a service with multi-stage people all the way down to the folks who are running these various crime apps and paying the money up and down the chain. I think I talked on a previous video how analysis was done and the typical one of these guys making like $100,000. All right, so it's not a lot of money, but if you're in a third world country and you don't have any prospects, it is a significant amount of money to go after ransomware. So what can you do now that you have this information? Well, you can start looking at some of the cybercrime statistics. You can start looking at what's driving the money. You can look inside your own organization and see where the attacks are coming from. So if you look at your SIM or you look at your incident response logs or you look at whatever information you're gathering and you see, hey, you know, 80% of the time it's attacks of opportunity, 20% of the time it's cybercrime. I'm making these numbers up. The actual numbers that were given earlier was 20% like script kiddies, hacktivists, 70% being criminals and 10% being like advanced nation states. But those numbers are going to change for you. So you can do the math, look at your own logs, and figure out where your numbers are. One. Two, you can threat model those attacks. Three, you can figure out where the money is that's going to draw most of the attacks, right? What are you actually seeing and where is actual money at that's going to get those attackers' attention and continued on those valuable targets, right? What is the honey that's drawing in the attackers? You can do those paths, map it out, do the threat modeling, and again, look at ways you can put defenses across those particular attacks. You don't want to be defending everything as if it's a script kiddie, but you also don't want to be defending everything as if it's an advanced attacker. You don't have to defend your entire network, but you do need to defend where they're going to go at, right? What is calling the attackers in? So figure out what's most important to them. Figure out what they're going after and figure out what defenses are most cost-effective to stop them. Easy. It's not easy. We're all going to have jobs for quite a while. With that, I'm going to get back to the HPE sessions.